Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. And we thank Him so much for God to bring us back again to this line. It is an honor. It is a blessing. And I thank all of you for what you have been doing. And may God bless you so much in that capacity. And may God be with you, all of you, at this time and this moment. Because our God is so faithful. So we thank Him so much. And it is a time like this that I believe we are really learning a lot of things about what is called the clarity of the things of God, imperfection of the teachings of the Son of the Living God. And I believe each and everyone has been so much blessed and uplifted, and the Lord has been so good to you and has been taking care of you abundantly. So may God bless you so much. May God be with you. And today, as you continue, I'm trusting that the Almighty God shall be able to bring us to the attention to understand quite a number of things which many have been, you know, not understanding. But for us, the Lord has been good over this. But before long, shall we pray and thank God? Our Father who art in heaven, we praise you and we thank you. Magnify and we adore you and say you are so good and you are worthy to be exalted. We humble before you in confession, repenting, and the Lord, you may forgive us. We are many times sinners before thee. For the King of glory, you may be able to be the Lord, you may be able to be the King, and your name shall be exalted. We humble under your feet and we praise you and we thank you so much. And dear Lord, in this humbleness, I'm praying that, Father, many a time the confusion comes in the time like this. And may we miss all the mark of many things which we need to know and understand. And even the time of sharing, it becomes an issue. But Father, we rebuke that spirit of confusion, the spirit of mixing up, the spirit of the fit of our mind, that you cannot tap things right for the glory of the kingdom. It is my humbleness before thee that Christ, this will be clear, that you may help us with all our shortcomings. You may help us with all that many times the enemy fighters in every angle we step in for your things. You're the only God who can help us. And we thank you so much that we bless your name. I say that the Holy Spirit, the leader, the guide, may be with us. Making daily by daily and accept day by day, that the blood of the Lamb may wash us, may cleanse us, may purify us, and may put us right for the glory. We do thank you for that, and we do bless you. Bless your children and open in the mind and the soul and spirit, that God, we shall be able to have a chance to absorb what you need us to have. We thank you for that and worship you. In Jesus' name, Lord, be with us. Amen. I'd like to welcome all of you this time and this moment. Over the Lord has been so good to us and faithful. We praise His name and we adore Him. And I would like to say, because our God has been so good and wonderful, I believe He has been so good to you. That's why many times they sing, "We praise your name, O mighty God. We bow before your throne. We praise you, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We glorify your holy name. We bow before your throne." Oh, hallelujah. We bow before the throne of the Almighty Living God. And we thank Him so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because He's good and He's faithful. Tonight, I'd like to welcome all of you. And so far, as the Lord has been taking us from all that and all that, till He brought us to chapter 12, and all that, as you've been praying for many issues and many matters, we praise God that many things are happening. I'd like this night to give you the wonderful chance that you may share some of the things which has been so much in what God is doing and has been doing within you. You missed it on Sunday, but here it is for you. The ways of the Lord is not our ways. At the time when you are not ready, He comes with what is good for Him. So that tonight, this is your time. Would you please share with us, if you have in your heart, and it's a testimony, somehow, somewhat, if your heart, you know, touched to share, please, it's your time, that you may be blessed and thank God for His glory, because He's a good God. Hallelujah. So it's your time. That's why when we are singing the song, we bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before you and before the throne of heaven. So, you are all, you are welcome. And now it is two Sundays, which you have not been having that. But tonight, you got it. Those who have come in. Those who have come in and the others might get out of the way. So I give you that time. And I give you that chance. Because it's a God who gives His children a time for glory. Hallelujah. So you are welcome. And who has got a son has got a testimony. And who has got a son, it's no time to waste. Because it is just on the fingertip. It is just on the fingertip. You have no time to wait. And many a time they don't say, oh, let somebody speak, then I can speak. No. Because what God has in each and every person's heart is that person. So, all of you are welcome.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and they are saved. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. I give glory to God tonight. I give God praise and I give God glory. And I honor the Lord. I honor His faithfulness. I honor, amen, what He is to me in my life. I just thank Him for another opportunity to testify, because the Word of God says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so I'm truly thankful to God that I'm able to testify in the land of the living. And so I give Him all the praise and all the glory to His name. And I'm just thankful tonight that He has offered me another opportunity to lift up His name and to glorify His word. And so tonight I'm just grateful. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the teachings. I thank God for what He's training and teaching me thus far. I thank God for everything that he has caused me to conquer and overcome, because I realize that it's not me, but it's him that lives and moves, and I have my being only through him. And I'm truly grateful that he allowed me this opportunity just to stand on his behalf and stand on his word. And so I truly thank God for the apostle. I thank God for each and every one of you that's just standing strong and tall in the power of the Lord. And so I thank God, according to Isaiah 40:27-31, that I always go back to that scripture that has said to me, have you not heard or not known that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth, that faints not, neither is weary. So I realize that even in this walk, even in the things that we do, even in the time that God give us, that he does not faint and neither is he weary. And so if he's not weary, not fainting, I do thank God that he give us that same, amen, antidote to that we don't faint and we are not weary in well doing. So I give God praise and glory, and I thank him for, amen, and Daniel, that I continue to look to Daniel 10:12, that say, fear not, O Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. So I truly thank God, because sometimes we get in a place and we don't understand certain things, but God remind us of his word, that he have come for his word. So when we learn to stand on the word of God and lean not to our own understanding and know that God is for us and that he's with us, we continue to stand on, amen, the word of God. And I continue to lift that Colossians 3:23-25 that said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. So even as we continue to do studies and to get teachings and to obey the word of God, whatever we do for Christ, it will last, and that we are doing it wholeheartedly unto the Lord and not unto men, but knowing that God is keeping a record of the things that we are doing and the things that we are saying and our attributes and the things that we're doing unto the Lord. And my final one, I just thank God, because according to Ephesians 6:11-12, I'm learning every day that I'm going through these teachings, I'm going through different things and learning different things, and God is equipping us in different things. And I'm so grateful that he's teaching me to completely put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so I truly thank the Lord for the teachings and the learning that I'm getting, and I can see myself growing by leaps and bounds and doing great exploits in the name of the Lord. Not that I don't, amen, get to a certain point, but the word of God continue to elevate and lift me and give me that strength to continue to walk in the favors of God, because I continue to hear that voice. I do not want to miss the mark, so I want to press on, amen, and continue to walk,
amen,
in the will,
amen,
and the favor of God. And that is my testimony, amen, that God is still doing great things, and he's going to continue. And God bless each,
amen,
and every one of you, and may heaven smile upon you. It's my prayer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you so much. And we thank God, and we praise him for hearing what encouragement. And many times, that's where we become, you know, out of the position, because when we don't get encouragement, then we get discouragement. So, and people get encouragement, and encouragement in the word of God is a blessing. And specifically, that this God has done to me, 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 very, very powerful. So, once we come in the testimony in that level, what God has done, to me in this,
amen,
and that,
amen,
what have I achieved in my prayer, what I was undergoing, and God made me achieve this. So those are very vital, and that's where we find the encouragement become on, and people know, oh yes, my brother, my sister, I'm going something like this, or
Amen.
I also am going, then I realize God gave the person, you know, overcoming. So those are called specific, like some few we have had. So may God bless, and God bless you so much, and God take care, and we hope the best that will be. So another person. Okay. So may God bless you if you don't have another person, because a testimony is not something to wait who is going to speak, who's going to speak. No. Just as she had and she took it, and then I say, you know, after another person, if there's somebody else, he gave. If there's a recent, then we don't just take time. I just take over, because our time in the media goes, does not wait. So we thank God for that.
I will say something, Apostle, if you give. I'll be saying something in a minute, please.
Is there somebody who wants to say something? I've heard what other sister said. Is there another person who wants to say something? Okay. If you don't have another person who wants to say something, because this is the chance the Lord has given you, because Sunday you didn't get it, so I was bringing it back. If there is a person who wants to say something, apart from, because you will come after me, because maybe it's just doing something, you know. Is there another person?
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I want to thank God for his faithfulness. I want to thank God for how he has sustained me. Since the year began, the Lord has been so faithful to me, to my family, my household, and everything that I do. I just want to be so short and quick to thank God because of the things that he has done to me. One thing is life that the Lord has given to me. Amidst many things that are happening, I was not feeling so well sometimes late in December, but God did his own ways, and I'm fine, and I thank God because of everything that is happening. I'm at work, and there's a lot of noise and a lot of interruptions. All in all, God has been so good and God has been so faithful to me. God bless you. I'm actually on mute.
Okay.
I'm mute.
Okay.
I'm mute and I just excuse myself for a minute.
Okay, thank you, sister, for what you have been sharing. And God bless you, because once somebody is on job, there are a lot of things connected in that, you know. Many times there are things which are connected. So God bless you and thank you so much. And it is true that many times, you know, when you know what God has done to you, you know, you become on fire for that, because you are just
Amen.
Uplifting the Almighty God for his goodness, his faithfulness,
Amen.
His kindness.
Amen.
So, you know, such
Amen.
Kind, always you feel your heart is elevated,
Amen.
You know. And you just say, God, praise you and thank you and glorify you. So we thank God for that, and God bless you. We can understand because you are on duty. So that one is understandable. Okay. Our other sister, Janet, said that she wants to say something. I hope now she can speak.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I was also on mute for a bit, but the Lord is faithful. Now I'm able to probably share with you one or two things. I praise God. It's been wonderful and gracious, and I'm going to read a scripture on Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. And then I'm going to just quickly just sing a little something here for my Lord, who has been so gracious beyond my capacity, beyond my belief. Lord, I hear of showers of blessings, though are scattering full and free. Showers the thirsty souls refreshing, let some drops now fall on me. Even me, let some drops now fall on me. I'll just leave it there, and I'm going
Amen.
To share
Amen.
About
Amen.
the love that I found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now, abide in faith, love, faith, hope, and love. And these three things, the greatest of all is love. If we cannot love one another, then we love no one. We cannot claim we love Jesus if we cannot love one another.
Mm-hmm.
So love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It does not puff up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not
Amen.
Provoked. Thinks no evil. Those are in the Corinthians, chapter 1, 13, 13, followed up to 14. I want to share with you the faithfulness of the Lord, the Lord God, the God that I pray to, the God that I've come to know through 2017 to 2018. I've come to realize that He's a real God. It is a testimony that I believe the Lord will take me to the rest of the world to share His faithfulness and how He really, really cares about all of us. And me being one of them, I can now see, I can now project that He has a platform for me. Because
Amen.
Right from the beginning until 2018, there has been a lot of progress, and I thank that God for that in my life, in the life of my entire household. I am very, very blessed and privileged that the God, this God that I pray to, this God that saw something in me, has a lot of me, for me in store, just like in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. That scripture describes.
Wow.
I relate to that very well. And even in Mark chapter 5, that man that was walking in the tombs and all that had been chained with chains and shackled. And nothing could ever, it was like a curse. But when the time was ripe and the time was ready, he met the Lord. And he walked a free man. I am very blessed and privileged. Yeah, my story.
Yeah.
The world will see at the right time for the Lord. I believe that 100%. I feel it in my spirit. So many things I've been praying for my entire family from the time I started my journey. For the Lord just to crack each and every, you know, nut that is, you know, any one of them that was hard-hearted, their hearts that I couldn't find a breakthrough. And I can tell you, brethren, that this God that I pray to is real. Because what I'm seeing is doing with my children is just breathtaking. It blows me away. It blows
Hallelujah.
Me away. The one that I thought couldn't even say amen. I can't even say what the confession she just had the other day. She was saying, oh, well, I'm getting old, but I said, no, I can see what I dance in my heart. My heart was rejoicing. I said, yes, praise God. She's thinking she's getting old. That's why this is happening. But I said, God, I see what you're doing. Oh, I am so grateful.
Hallelujah.
I am so grateful because there's so much potential with this young lady. And my prayer that I've been pleading with the Lord, God, the knowledge is here. What is lacking is the wisdom. And if you can crack this nut, then I know, Lord, you've given me everything. Everything better than gold, better than silver. Because I decided the whole of 2017 that God has blessed me with a beautiful family, they are now, I can't even say it all, and has blessed me with earthly things. And my prayer has been to Lord, now show me with whatever little I have, what can I do for you? Because you've given me the glimpse to see the beauty and the faithfulness and the love that you have for your people. And because I'm so privileged, I'm ready to work for the Lord. And the journey has just started. And I know the sky is the limit. Hallelujah to you, people. I love Jesus because he loves me beyond my capacity. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor, I want to say one more thing. I forgot. I just heard Sister Janet say about her family. And I just want to say that I have a new daughter-in-law. My son got married January the 14th. And so I have addition to my family. And I am so excited and so thankful that the Lord smiled upon us. And I just want to say, I forgot to say that, but I just thank God for the new addition to my family also, that we're growing bigger and stronger, and we're trusting God to see us through. Amen. So I just want to input that. Thank you so much.
Amen. You forgot because you are not there, they are married.
Say that again?
You forgot because you are not there in their marriage. Okay, God bless you. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, so we are thanking God. And I would like to say, you know very well, the faith of a parent healeth the child. You know that very well. That's the scripture that the Bible speaks about. You know, the faith of a parent does a lot to the child. So once one pray for the children, you hold that scripture very strongly because the word says. So that means you are praying the scripture. So may God bless once we hold on that and praying and come back and you could see a glimpse and an outcome of, you know, the things happening. Because remember from the beginning, when we started in February last year till now, the bottom line, amen, pray for yourself, pray for your family. You know that very well. This has been many times. And when you do it right, now we are turning and we are in another year. What are the results one will be able to speak that you can say practically? Because you say every person write down the matters you're praying for yourself and we are praying for the family. So when we come, it is this, it is that, it is that. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, you know, very well. So I'm so thankful and thank you so much for those who are able to share such kind. And may God bless you, and may God bless you, and may God bless you. Father, I just thank you for this wonderful moment that you have given us. That, Lord, receive your glory and honor and what you've been doing unto your children. And so far, they are able to give a testimony of what you have done and what you're doing.
Amen.
And Lord, I thank you so much and having the vision of what you shall do with them in the time to come.
Yes,
I praise you and I thank you so much that may you uphold them, may uphold their life. May uphold, my Father, their strength and their commitment in you day by day under the mighty name of Jesus, the King of Glory, and also their families and some other matters. They still have, my God, they're seeking your will and your power and your ways to be done on them. I'm trusting in the mighty name of Jesus that the King of Glory, you shall be able to fulfill and accomplish some which they are still in their list to be accomplished. I do thank you and I believe the ones you have done, they take them and they continue the ones which have not been done. Blessed be thy name and blessed be the King of Glory. And we have learned that the commitment of each and every individual to you is the matter of the prevailing of you unto them and their cry unto the throne of God. We thank you and we bless you and uplift each and everyone. And we thank you for those encouragement and blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
God bless you. Can we turn back to Luke chapter 12? Today we are, remember yesterday, you know, we finished in verse, which was verse 20, you know, verse 30, you know, the 4, which was very clear. But from verse 30, we say, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Hallelujah. "And sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourself money bags," which means buy a money bag, "which do not grow old, but then can last," that which means a leather bag, "treasure in the heaven," then which means everything you do, treasure in heaven, that does not fail, where no thief approaches, nor moth destroy, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So he was saying, if our heart is in the treasure of earthly, then that's how where we'll be. But if our treasure is in heaven, then that is where our heart shall be. So that is what Jesus was saying. Then yesterday we talked a lot, and I explained that our treasure must be into the kingdom of God. And how did I speak about that? By saying that whatever we have spiritually, physically, it is for who Christ is and how Christ is for us. But those who treasure in the world is who they are and how they are. That's their talk, and that's who they are. So we have got those two lines. So don't forget that one. That's how we finish it. And we thank God, and God was so faithful. So let us come from verse that, and we start from verse 35. And this is talking about the faithful servant and the evil servant. So we want to see the contrast of the two, how they are. And this is very vital, and I would like to encourage you so that you may see how the Son of God was able to speak about or teach about this. That will help us, and that is where the remnant pillars, they are always working on the side of the faithful servant, even though the other time we talked about it the other time. Remember that? But now we come back again in Luke. That could have been in Matthew. Remember that word could be in the Matthew. But you want to see how Jesus elaborated in chapter 12 and verse 34, going to verse 40. And then we continue from there. Now, it says, "Let your waist be guided," which means, you know, have something like a belt. That's what I was talking about. You know, be guided, and your lamp burning, and which means the lamp you have. Now, remember, when you say the lamp burning, what comes in your heart? Anything comes in your heart? All of you, is there something come in your heart, you know, that your lamp burning? What comes
your spirit
in your heart?
Should... Your spirit should always be lit.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay. Thank you so much. Then say, "And your lamp burning, and yourselves be like men who wait for their master." But before that, so that I may also add of what you said, I send you a website. And that website I send you, you could have, and I believe so, what I've been saying, and that's why I said it. That in the kingdom of darkness, who is the one having the lamp burning? And who is that? The woman and the man of God. And then Emmanuel Eni testified by saying that they look through the person, and when they see a rekindled light which is burning in that heart, then they know that is a woman of God and a man of God. So when this statement was coming, oh, God, I thank you so much. You know, so the lamp burning, that inner word, the inner word, there is that light. The inner word, there is that light. So if the inner word is not that light, then they know it's not. And even God is not. What is that lamp? Christ is the light. And if it's in us, then that light is shining there. And it sees no darkness inside. So when the enemy look in you, then they see there is that light. There's no darkness. But when they see in you, they see darkness. They know that belong to our kingdom. That's how they identify. Okay. So when you say, your lamp burning, get it there clear. That's why I sent mostly that website. If you have not read it, that's how it is. You ought to get, what have I read there? What has helped me there? What have I come out with? Because it is very, very healthy in our time. Then verse 38. And but also, let me quote this. In chapter 2, in the book of Revelation, Then Jesus said, what one of us gave a testimony about love. Remember that? Janet is the one to talk about love. Then remember, then he told the Ephesian church, you have done wonderful, greatly, that you have disapproved those who say they are apostle, yet they are not apostle. But now I've got one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Check where you have left it, and then repent and come back. If not, I'm going to remove the lampstand. Get the point? I'm going to remove the lampstand. So where the light is always there. So get that clear. So, which means already the lampstand is there, but there is dimming of the light. So he told, if you don't repent, I remove it. Oh, that's amazing to me. Okay, let me continue. I'm just bringing something to reconnect on what when we say that the lamp burning. Okay, then he said, and you yourself be like men who wait for their, you, my disciple, you, my follower, you, my church, okay, wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Now, and now I want you to get a point. Immediately. Immediately. There they are. You see? Remember, the one who have got the son, the testimony is on the fingertip. It's not something waiting. It's just on the fingertip. You know, you have got something to say about that son who is in us. How? Remember
Amen.
What I explained yesterday. You know, remember what I explained yesterday. In Galatians, he was saying, I no longer liveth, but Christ liveth in me. So if Christ lives
Amen.
In me, then I've got something to say. It is just on the finger, because it is no longer I, but him. So whom am I want to say? I want to say about him. So I don't waste the time of what is what or not. No, because he is the life. So I've got something to say, because I want to say what is doing in my life, because it is no longer I, but him what is doing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So they shall Amen. Open very quickly. Then when he said, he'll knock the door. Allow me to bring something here. He said in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, look, I'm standing at the door and knocking. Whoever hear my voice and open, I shall enter and dine with him and him with me. Whoever hear, you know, and open, I shall. Then he said, when the master come and knock, immediately they shall open. So that is the issue when you talk about that one. There are several ways God can knock in us. There are several ways. But you want to see how quick are we to open for him, what to do, okay? Because you can tell us, pray. Then he's just waiting how we're going to open the door so that when we start talking with him, then he can share with us during that time, can tell us something,
Amen.
Can give us revelation. Oh, hallelujah. You know? So that's what is happening. You can just prompt that, or something else, or something else. There are several ways it's knocking to us and seeing how we can be able to get what is called, how we can be able to get what is opening for him. That's what he's looking. So that means each and every believer must be strongly understand that the knocking is just at the door. Just I mention an example. I want you to pray. I want you to do this. Or I want you to share this word with another person. And when you open your mouth start sharing, then you open the door and you convict that person of something wrong or making the person to turn back to him. So you see, there are
Amen.
Several ways.
Amen.
It's knocking to us. So we need to be open that you do not know how it will come on your ways to knock and make things be clear or make the way for him to do something through you to another person or situation or circumstances or condition or whichever manner. And the Lord is very, very faithful. So then it says, blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching, assuredly watching. Now, let us come to the matter watching. The master will find is watching, which means it's not asleep. It's not, you know, whatever. Remember something here. Remember, I told you, you never know. Maybe people thought when Sunday passed, then you cannot have the time for testimony. Okay? But you see, when he keeps watching, He does know at any time and how he will come. So whichever level he comes, he finds you're alive. That's the secret.
Amen.
He finds when you're alive. But if you are not watching, so you will come this way. Oh, let me think what I'm going to say. Well, how will I go about this? How, you know, you start looking from A to Z, Z to A, you know? But you see, once you are watching, then you say, there he is.
Amen.
You know what's happening? The Holy Spirit just gives you one after another. He just gives you, because we learned that one at the previous lesson, that he said, do not worry. He shall give you. Hallelujah. He shall give you, because he dwells in you, and you know him, but the world do not know him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You guys know him, because he dwells in you. So that is what he says. So he will find them watching. How? They will just know in the spirit that the Lord, you know, is coming. The Master is coming. That's very important. Okay, as we are still in watching, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, and then when he went in verse 36 with the other three disciples in Gethsemane to pray and prepare himself for approaching the Calvary, and then they were sleeping, and then he said, what you mean by they were just sleeping? Then when he came in verse 41, he said, watch and pray. That's what he said. Watch and pray so that you'll not be taken by the devil. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So remember that. Jesus said, watch and pray. So being watchman, every moment is very vital. Very vital. Being watchman. And how is it? In our spirit. You remember there's a time I gave you an example. Some of the pastors, they have the watchman by some people in the congregation called Mr. Spies. That are spying, and they bring the message back to pastor. Oh, I heard so-and-so was speaking this. Oh, so-and-so. So they have spies. They don't have the Holy Spirit. That's amazing to me. God have mercy on us. But that's how they are. So that's up to them. But it's so shameful. Okay? But the watchman always is alert in the spirit. That's how it is. It's alert in the spirit. And when you're alert in the spirit will alight you. I remember when I was in New York, and then the spirit just woke me up, just like if I was not sleeping. And when I was alert, then I realized there's something happening in the spiritual realm. Then I start praying and I start praying here and there. And as I was praying, then I say, God, whatever it could be, if it's something to take somebody's life, do not allow it. You don't allow it, Lord. If something to destroy, please, that's why you are walking that, and don't allow that to happen. And I'm destroying anything wrong that ever could do to any person's life, be it in America, be it outside America, whichever situation it could be. I don't know. Or something's happening that is fixing somebody somewhere. I might be aware. And God, let that thing fixing be removed. Now, I was praying because already I was walking, but I realized there's something. So I didn't wait, God revealed to me, or I don't know, if I start wondering what could it be this. No, I just start praying straight away. But the first thing that came in my phone, that the person from Tanzania sent me a message, and another one from Kenya in another eastern province sent me a message about somebody being tormented, an African being tormented in Libya, that they were going for looking for green pasture, for, you know, the job, and then they were, you know, tied. This guy was tied, and somebody stabbing the back with a knife when he's on the ground and beating him, and the blood was gone. You know, it was so pathetic, so terrible to me. It was so terrible to me. And I said, what, God, well, why? It's just the person going, looking, if you get the job, fine, if you don't get. But these people now is tormenting and want to kill this person, tying the hands on the back, the legs, and the face, and, you know, so pathetic. Then I said, God, is this what you are waking me up? I said, God, is this thing? And, you know, it's painful. Then it's when I got the message that somebody, you know, the vehicle was about to get accident, the brake was not working, and the steering was not even tying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, uh-huh. And the person had to go to get a battery accident because where the steering is not working, and you can't hold the brake, so the vehicle goes the way you want. So whether it's going to hit another vehicle, you can't control it. But all of a sudden, and the police was behind and went to strip in front of that vehicle and stopped. And then he hit the police vehicle, and that vehicle stopped. You see now? So, you see, then later I came to hear, Lord, now I understand why you woke me up. So, you see, when you are alert, you wake up. When you don't know, just continue praying. Because
Amen.
Whether you do not know, you have got something to tell the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So being watchful is very vital. Many times. So he said that you'll be watchful. Then he said, assuredly, I say to you, that he will guide himself. That person, he'll guide himself and have them sit down to eat. And he will have them sit down and he will come and serve them. Now you see, when God soon see that great kind of that person, he say, assuredly, I say to you, that he will guide you, guide himself, and have them sit down. So that is assurance of the Son of the Living God. When that kind of the servant does things right, okay, that's clear. When that servant does things right, it's not somebody doing then he does, or somebody told him to do, but he had been taught what to do, and he walked in that one. That's what he said, that we live in the Spirit, and we walk in the Spirit. We do things in the Spirit, and we speak in the Spirit. Oh, God, I thank you.
Yes,
so Jesus said, he shall make that person to eat. Not somebody make, but the Christ shall allow the spiritual food, which could be also to the physical food for the glory of his kingdom. And then he said, and we will come and serve him. He will serve that. That Christ say, he will serve. Oh, man, that's great. And serve them. Serve them. Which means Christ will do something. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Will do something to that person. How much is greater when you are being served by the Almighty Master of all masters?
Amen.
For the great of your life. The provision which is beyond normal system that human being can never give you. The devil cannot provide. But the devil provides and cleans after giving you. He does not give freely. You know. But Christ, when he do perfectly, he does the best of all. Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then he said,
hallelujah.
And then he said, verse 38, he said, and if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, find them so, just still alive, and he said, blessed are those servants, blessed. Which means, now he said the first time, the second time, the third time. But you see, when he was with the disciple, in that I say, Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 following, they come back, they are sleeping. Second time they come back, they are sleeping. Third time they come back, they are still snoring. He said, what? You can't watch with me. Only 1 hour. You know, that is reminding me, we are going back, the watch night. Remember? We are going back now, the watch night. Go and check your date, your timing. Go and watch, take your time. You are going back there. We are going back. This is reminding me very quickly. We are going back to the watch time, which each and everyone knew the time you are to have watching. That the Lord may do what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Remember you are watching. Then he said that the blessed are those servants. It's not what they say. The Lord looketh and find their action. Then he said they are the blessed. So which means the year 2018, we would like the Lord to watch what we are and who you are as individual in the watchman as you are unto him and his things, then he can come and say, you are blessed. You are blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Then at the end of the day,
hallelujah.
We shall not say, I am blessed, but we shall, the Lord shall say, you are blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name
Amen.
Of the Lord. So we need to hear that from
yes,
him.
Lord.
We need this year, we want to hear that from him.
Amen.
Because he's the grace of God. It's so good. Then verse 39 says, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So that is a warning alarm, a warning alarm.
Amen.
That each and every person, let us not be taken aboard. Just be ready. Okay? Let me use this scenario that Jesus said, that some will be in the garden, two, and one will be taken, and one will not be taken. And another two in another place, one will be taken, and one will not be taken. Why is it so? Because another one was watchful and alert and alert. But the other one, we are just here. Hallelujah, we are going. Okay. How can I substantiate that? Allow me to say this way. Then they did know that Lot was watching on the things of God day by day. But others, we are enjoying, we are happy, beautiful city, we do what we do, we relax. But when the time God came, he found that watchman. Eh? They didn't know the watchman. They found Lot. And what had happened, you know the consequence. So when he walked and he was looking all over, he just found the watchman was there called Noah. Others were relaxing and enjoying marrying. Hallelujah, things are good. I'm doing this and that. We are like this. Oh, yes, we know God. God is good for us. Oh, God loves us. That's all this. Oh, blessed us. But they were not watchful. What had happened? You know the consequence. So let us still put it in clear. This is the things God are watching. And yesterday we talked, and another time we talked. Okay, Ananias and Sapphira were not aware God was watching. But the men called, Barnabas, all the men of encouragement knew God was watching. Brought up, put under the feet of the apostle, but with them, they know the consequence. So God is always watching. So those are just giving you an example, that what does it mean to be watchful? Okay? What does it mean to be watchful? Spiritually, physically. So that is what was talking. So if we do not know, then our point is to be ready every moment. Be in the spiritual realm, in our mind, be alert, in our thinking, in our talk, in our behavior, we be alert all the time because we don't know the hour. We don't know the hour. So we have to be watchful all the time. So this is called being alert. Being alert. Being alert. Being alert. That's what the Son of God telling us. We follow. And the pillars, the remnant, they are always watchmen, always alive. All the time. All the time.
Amen.
If Joshua would have not been alive, if Joshua would have not been alive, he would have not reached the Canaan land. But he was alive. Moses was not alive at the time. He failed. But the man was alive. So let us ask ourselves, we need to reach far. We need to reach far. And we must reach because the Lord has put it for us. The Lord has put it for us. And we must.
Amen.
So we have got no choice, and we shall not have any choice. And the choice is put on the table. Now, Sister Lisa, can you read verse 41 to verse 47?
41 says, "Then Peter said to him, Lord, speak you this parable to us or even to all. And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes." Amen.
Amen. That's terrible. Many stripes.
Amen.
Many curses. Many setbacks. Many destruction. Oh, man. Sure, God have mercy on us here. You see, that's what was about. So now he was explaining clear, when Peter asked the question. And that is whereby we ought to understand something. Do you remember, Sister Janet, can you read as the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And there's something very important. Because when Jesus was explaining something here, he still maintained about that wise steward. Remember, I've been talking about we are the steward of the things God has given us, physical or spiritual. We are the steward, we are the carrier, We are just the carrier to take care. So if we are not careful, that's what I teach people. To me, it is like an egg. If you don't, hold it right, it will break very quickly, break very quickly. So I ought to be careful when I say it is an egg. And I never know how an egg can break very quickly. Maybe if I don't hold it right, I don't take care of it. So it is the same. Anything God gives us spiritually and physically, those are the things we are steward on. And that's what it takes. Faithful, wise steward. Hallelujah. Yes. Mm. Lord, I thank you. So you're answering to Peter. But can you read that for us?
Amen. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Wow.
You once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, now who are these people saying the faithful, wise, steward servants? Okay? They are the royal priesthood, the chosen of God, people from the darkness, the marvelous light. They are to declare the excellency of God, because now they have the mercy of God, and they are now God's people. So these are the faithful servants. So they ought to understand, okay, their position right. So we ought to understand the position right. And this position we are talking, we have learned, and you and me have learned, all of us, we have learned, it's not coming in and going out. No, it is individual, a commitment, connected, just as he said. Remember very well, as he said, we are married in Christ. And now remember our nation, our lesson where we started somewhere. We are married with Christ. We are connected. We are one. We are totally one with Christ. So that totally one in Christ, in that marriage, in that unity, in that oneness with Christ, then that one, whereby now they are to the one God is expecting to be the faithful. And how will it do? Because it's able to take the things he has given spiritually and physically in stewardship, in wiseness, and how to use those words wisely and in his life and to the life of others. And then the material of things for himself or of themselves and to the other people who are abroad, not only within me, not only within my family, but also to the others. So those kind of the level is what he's talking about. And we saw that in the first church. Remember in Antioquia, and also where they were able to share among themselves the word of God, the teaching the word of God, and then the things among them. Then they sent their apostles in other country to go and preach the word, and they carried some of the item to take to the, oh, God, I thank you. God, I bless your name. Now, your apostle is going to Africa. What have you prepared to give apostle to go in the mission field, carrying also the word of God, taking there? But what are the physical things you send with this man to go with? Pray over that. Now, let us continue. Now, out of this one, then it said very clear that the master delaying, you know, is coming and began to, you know, be us and rejoicing. And that's what they were doing during the time of Noah. And just, you know, let us get this statement here. Listen to this. He said, when the master delaying, they start to beat the male and the female. Do you remember what happened in the time of Lot? They start coming and telling Lot, we're going to sow you. You know, you're playing. We're going to sow you today. Do you remember that? You know, we're going to sow you. Because the Lord was delaying, but he didn't delay. They got it there. At the time when they were retreating, the man was ready for the Lord. They got it. So that is how it is. Because they say we are alone. We do what we want. We feel what it could be. So this is the area that I would like to say, that he was giving this illustration and this teaching right. And that's how it is. Because of what?
Amen.
Because people are relaxing, because I go to the church. Remember what I mentioned all the time? You go to the church, you give your tithe, and, you know, I keep this day, and I keep that hour, and I do this and that. And then you say, I'm okay, I'm fine. And then you say, God bless me, I've got this and I've got that. And at the end of the day, then still it is mine, and it is mine, and it is mine with many people. And yet God gave me, from me to them to others. It's just like what I told you. The one given by the devil. Remember what I told you. The one given by the devil, she's only that person who use that for himself. Much more also the spiritual gift. They will do miracle year one, year two, and nobody is raised among them or within that circle to also do what they're doing. And the pastors are coming, they pray for them, but don't do the same thing that person is doing. Why? Because it is confined to himself. It's not for another. But you see, when Christ gives us, then when he gives like me, then it will come through me and come to you and give to start emerging. Hallelujah. God start using you in every way, and the way is blessing to him and of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So it is just, you know, generating. So it is not a one-man thing, but it is the gift of the Spirit of God. And then you get the best teachers of the Word of God, people with wisdom, people with miracle working, people with faith, and people with wisdom, and people with every kind of gift. And that I've told you several times. And if this cannot work among you, then you have got a problem somewhere. You are the people blocking God, and I don't know, God is going to lead me to take something or a direction before I leave, you know, to do something that will make us get things right, you know, because we are to receive this gift because the Lord has opened the door, you know. The Lord has opened the door for it. But he's telling us, who is a good, wise, steward, servant. That's what he's giving us here. So those who are called the faithful generation, you know, the royal priesthood, special people. But those words are very wonderful. But you see, to be applicable to us, there must be something practically in us that will make them be applicable with us. But we cannot take them and just bind on us. No, no. There must be worked within us, and we must work with ourselves, our salvation with fear and trembling. And we are the workshop manual of Christ. So if we don't allow ourselves, then it will be this and it will be that, it will be this. So all the time we are down, all the time we don't know where we are, we don't know whether God is in the earth, we don't know whether God is doing something, like we are confused all the time, and then all the time we are empty. No, that's terrible. So you must come out of this. You must work with yourself right and let things be right. Yeah? Because the time has come. And we don't know when it will come. But let us find himself that every person had worked. You remember when you read something which was in Jeremiah, some of you mentioned, but in Jeremiah when the Rechabites, they said, we have obeyed and done what our Jonadab offered. And, oh, hallelujah. So you see now, the master of heaven come and say, yes, we have done all. But my people called by my name, Mr. Relaxing, Rejoicing, good people, wonderful people, hallelujah, amen, God, I love you, good. But God say, you have never inclined your ear to what I said. That's painful. You remember we have read it in Jeremiah 35?
Amen.
You know very well.
Amen.
So this is the matter here. This is the matter here. So we need to check ourselves right. There's no goodness, good. No goodness. Christ is the one who is good. With us, we are working in a goal called sinner savior, save the sinners. You know, and we are working just day by day. So we must allow Christ to work proper and thorough and deal with us, our mindset, our thinking set, our wording sets, and our action set, our attitude and motive. He must deal with it and press it, and humanity to go out, and that of Christ may mend. Hallelujah. Praise his name. So we'll not be like this master, because this master, when you say is cutting, you know, or is punishing his fellow one. Okay, how is that? This is how it is. This is how the Christian you find. They are Mr. Gossipers against one another, gossiping one another, bitter with one another, hating one another, rejecting one another, day and night. That's how it is.
The foolish servant. That's true.
Yeah, that's it. That's a foolish servant. That's how it is. So it's gossiping and gossiping and finding excuses and this and that and all this and all this. That's
amen.
Where the weakness around
amen.
The table, so and so is like this and that and this. For how long are you going to be for that? We must come out of that.
Amen.
We must come out of that. Because those things are deteriorating. Because you see, when Miriam, in chapter 12 of Numbers, when they were gossiping with the man called Aaron about Moses marrying this way, it's like that, what had happened? She was cast of Mamre and complaining. We ought to come out of that. We don't want to be this stupid servant here. No. And Jesus said how he's acting. Cutting others, doing to them this, and doing to them that, doing that to them. They're oppressing one another. If they're in leadership, they oppress them. If they're in leadership, they have division, they have, you know, discrimination. Huh? In the body of Christ. Discrimination.
What you say, what?
We
you
love
say.
The Lord. Hallelujah, man. What kind of hallelujah? No. In the body of Christ, we should not have discrimination. Should not.
Amen.
Because we are one body. But that is
should
what is happening
be.
In the body of Christ. So this must stop. And must stop by us who understand
Amen.
That the year 2018 is different, and we must become the children of God who can articulate and God look in heaven and say, yes,
hallelujah,
that is my daughter, that is my son, because
hallelujah.
Why is it so? Now listen to this. Why is it so? Mm. When you look in heaven, in chapter 7 of the book of Genesis and verse 1, it's only you know I found righteous before I, all over the world. Only you know. Can God come and say, it's only you, my daughter, my son, I found you are righteous and perfect among the family you are born, among the
Amen.
Community, and among
Amen.
The fellow Christians, or the fellowship you are going, or you're busy going to the fellowship where you are going, busy going there, but things are stinking and stinking and stinking.
Yes.
And we are smelling. Yet we are walking by smell. No, which means what is inside us are rotten. That's what it means. So, time has come. That must be a change. But if you walk in and fellowship with the people, spiritual, they are rotten, then they will also rotten you if you are not careful. Unless otherwise.
Amen.
Get the statement. Unless otherwise. So, the time has come that we need to check now. It's the spiritual checkup. The spiritual checkup. The spiritual checkup.
Mm.
It's not the matter of we are going to the church. No. No, we ought to know whom do we believe. Remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12? Even if I'm suffering what I'm suffering, but I know whom I believe. But I am convinced my life I've deposited to him. He shall take care till the last day. I'm convinced, confidently, he shall take care. And when Christ take care, that will not be rotten, that will not be smelling, that will not be filthy, but he will be clean, he will be holy. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even children of God, this is the reality. We can't turn out of this. You know, this is the reality.
Amen.
So this is the point that each and everyone must know. How do you connect with your Christ? Not how you connect with the fellowship. No. How do you connect with Christ? And this is what Christ was teaching here. And he was teaching the disciples, the first child, how to connect right. That's what he was saying. To connect right, so that they will not be oppressing, tormenting, or discriminating, overlooking, No, but being on the center of doing the service that God has given them. And then he said, when that one comes, do you know what will happen? The goat and the sheep, and they will be thrown where they will be thrown. That's it. Let us get what Christ says here, so that you don't miss the mark, my dear blood of God. Then he said, he'll be punished with many stripes. No, there are people who are calling themselves Christian. They are undergoing a lot of problems, not because of what? Because they are wrong things. They have done, and they have not repented. So they are getting the punishment. Then they say, but why is this happening? I love the Lord. But some are, now get me clear, some because they have done things, they have been involved in things, and that's why there are a lot of striping this one, another one being striped this way, another one being punished this way, another one this way. But there are those who are in Christ, and also they're being punished by the devil, not God. Now get me clear, the devil punished them, because like Job, because he believed in God. That is a different thing. But there's that which God punished the person. So when he released the evil spirit into King Saul, remember the Bible says he was being tormented and being sharpened and did wrong in his life and his family, which was beyond the capacity. That's what it meant. So let us get that clear. So this is the issue. So that was a tale. People must get and go back. Check, how was your life? Were you so much traditional entering things, and you involved with some traditional things, which you involved and you did them, but you have never come out and renounced and reject them. You have not?
Amen.
Those kind of covenants are still binding in you.
Amen.
I repeat that. Those covenants are still binding in you because you have not broken
Jesus.
Them. You not accepted to renounce them so that the Lord may break them. So if you don't, they are still binding you. And they are the ones the enemy use to make sure you are being punished one way or the other. So get to get yourself right. Remember I mentioned that when I went before God, even though I was a reverend, I mentioned that to you. Even though I've done doing six fellowships. The thing I've done perfect work, what? Ooh, I was seeing you, that was okay. But when he started delivering me, look your name, look where you started, denomination started, another denomination you're in, what you did is this, I said, God, have mercy on me here. Don't kill me. Just remove them, but don't kill me. I saw my stupidness. But I was thinking, so I was still blinded. That's what I'm bringing. I was still blinded until Christ removed all that. And now, he opened my eyes and had some gift on me. And now, I can speak to other people. So that my example is very good for you. I was thinking, I'm okay, I'm perfect, because I'm a reverend. I've been overlooking 6 fellowship churches, and they've trained some young ones to go to be pastors. But I was still in the bondage until I accepted to go before the Lord, and the Lord set me free.
Amen.
So I'm just trying to help you to understand what is happening, being in the bondage, because some things had binded. So just examine yourself. And that's why a lot of striping can come one way or the other, and we blame God, we blame God, we blame God, we blame God. But yet, we are the problematic. Check yourself. Okay. I would like to ask Sister Dina, can you read for us in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, and verse 5 and 6? I repeat again, 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5 to 6. I hope today I'm quoting it right. Today I'm quoting right, you know. You know, sometimes when I make a mistake, I come to recollect myself, you know. So I'm not looking, but I'm just quoting right. I believe I'm quoting right. Please, of the Lord, will not mislead me. So this is the position I'm trying to say, that let us get what the Son of God is saying. Now, there are people who say, so and speak, so and so. Now we are learning what Christ laid down for his church. With me, I'm a carrier to facilitate, but I'm included. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So nobody is exempted. We must get it right.
That's
because the Lord is the Lord of all.
Nobody is exempted.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you get it, can you read it?
Amen. Put yourselves to the rest, to the test, and judge yourselves to find out whether you are living in faith.
Mm.
Surely you know that Christ Jesus is in you. Unless you have completely failed. I trust you will know that we are not failures. Amen?
Amen.
You see, it is clear, say, examine yourself, you Corinthian people. Don't say Paul is talking. Examine yourself or your life.
Amen.
Your life or your being. Examine yourself.
Amen.
You know, until where you are. What are the things
get
you're still
right,
holding in the kingdom of darkness? Get it clear so that you don't blame anybody or whatever, but just check there is a problem for me, and me is the problematic, and then you say, examine. Don't you know that Christ lives in you? Unless you fail the test, examine. But for us, the apostle and the team, we don't fail the test. So that is what we are. So that's why I have taught you, every time go before the Lord. Tell God, reveal to me anything I have done, I renounce, I reject it. From my family background, I was involved in this. And those are the things God was telling me. From the background you came, there's this and that and that. But you have not renounced. And I say, God, I'm confessing and repenting, but don't kill me. Just forgive me and remove it out of me. You know? So, but now, because I knew, but now I'm teaching you, maybe you didn't know, so that you know where to start, whereby maybe from the fellowship you might have been, they have not been, you know, explicit on that or explaining because they need your $5, $3. Okay, I got a response. God bless you. So out of that one, this is where we are. We thank God. That's where we are, that we get things right because we want to be the real, as you say, are not called, but they are called the people of God. They didn't get the grace of, but now they have. And then they're called the generation of the priesthood of this time. Oh, my God. So the people who have come from the darkness to the light. So this is bringing us the light. Eh? The light in us. The light in us to see how we are to be about this too. Then verse 48 said, but he who did not know, yet committed things, deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with fear, or no, with sin. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. Hey, God has much on me here. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. I believe that's why I have too much on me. And I tell God I'm the worst sinner on this world.
Amen. Amen.
I'm the one sinner. You must hold on me very strongly. Don't leave me because I'm a saved sinner. But I'm still pursuing all that you count on me removing. Why am I saying? Listen to what I told you the other time. You remember I told you about that lady, a prophet in the ministry in Uganda. Remember that statement? Who thought I've arrived, God is using me, I'm a prophet, and I receive things and everything, all wonderful, and I pray things happening, and then another apostle is doing deliverance and people getting healed, like they see they have reached. And then he said, why God give this man, Apostle Sano, a lot of, you know, mercies and grace? Then after talking, and the curtain came, and said, okay, you are talking about my servant. Do you look all these things are in you? So, or you think if I'm using you, you are perfect. All this, I'm still working on you, even though I'm using you. And she ran and came and told me, pray for me, I want to get saved fresh. Then I said, why? Then she explained. Then she learned a lesson. She learned a lesson. And I got a lesson there. What the lesson? Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. You see,
amen.
You don't just say because her, but I learned something. So that made me to remain humble and continue seeking God for daily cleansing, daily purification, and whatever he found in me, God deliver me, take it out of me. I learned that. So we ought to learn things. We don't just say, I think this way, We learn in different ways. And God looking at that. So that's why the one much is given, much shall be required. So that's why even last night I didn't sleep. You know, I didn't sleep. I went to try to sleep at 6 in the morning, you know, because of my God, have mercy on me. But you see, I don't murmur, I don't complain, because he has given me, I've got no choice, and I shall not have no choice. I just say, hold on me, and what you are able to make me to today, I praise you. What I will be able to make me to do tomorrow, yes, I will praise you. That's all. So that is the point. So I don't count something on me. But remember, I mention and I repeat myself that who Christ in me and how is in me. But if it is me, then I will be able to speak of who I am and how I've been and how things are for me. That's the difference. So that is what I've taught you, that you need to get that clear so that you ought to know which side are you balancing. Are you balancing? And then it will be of greater. So much more is expected. So when God has taught you all this now, you ought to know much more is expected from you now. Much more is expected from you now.
Hallelujah.
You ought to know that. You are expecting from you. No, there's no shortcoming, and there shall never be shortcoming. And so that's why I say, hold this teaching right. If you don't understand, go back. If maybe I've sent them through the video, which ones, go back. And if I didn't put it, then what you do, or in the audio, then go back and check where we have learned, because some were not recorded. Now, Sister Philly, can you read for us verse 49 verse 53?
I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it was. It were already kindly, but I have baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Amen.
Thank you. Now, Christ bring division. That's a bit tough now. Bring division. And you are experiencing this. These are not just stories. People are experiencing it. And it's a very big problem which makes the families break down. which make the killings be in the family. We know that very well. People killing themselves in the family, people fighting in the family, exactly what he's speaking here is what he said. And we see them. This is not even, this is self-explanatory, okay? This self. Then he said, but I have a baptism to be baptized with you. Okay? I have baptism to be baptized with you. On how distress I am still it is accomplished. Until it is accomplished. You know? How distress I am till it is accomplished. So, now, which means he had got much on the context. Because this is going to come. But now that baptism, that be baptized, she knew what it's going to do. So these people might be properly be baptized. But remember what he said? When he said baptism, just carry on your mind about that before long you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But John baptized in water. But for you, you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So just remember that. Just remember that. So out of this, it's bringing us to the position that when he said, until, he said, how distressed am I till it is accomplished? Which means till this matter shall be accomplished. Because he said he did not come for peace, but he says something. And how I wish it were already kindled. And what did he say? He said, I came to send fire on the earth. And how I wish it were already kindled. Which means I wish that by this time the fire was burning, 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 burning. But you see, you remember even the time of Paul and how many times what had happened in the fellowship in Jerusalem. Some say somebody must be circumcised is when he can be saved. Remember those statements? And remember how many Jews who are always, you know, fighting Paul in the mission. How much was it in that temple, the priest and the high priest beating Peter and others in that fellowship? You remember that in chapter 5, chapter 3 of Book of Acts Apostles? You need to remember that. So all these were there, and they were there, you know? So because fire which were, they were baptized inside were burning this other side. So they could not hold. So it brings great, great distress on them and a great, great power. So he said, I've got much still until. So Jesus has got much, and now that means we are still having much more that we are to learn from the Son of God. We love it or not, we must be ready. And this kind of division is what we are talking, and you have talked several times, it is in the body of Christ till today. People, you know, but I thank God, when Peter were alone, apart from where they left those high priests and others, and they were alone, then we could hear thousands of them were of one heart and one spirit. They were united together. They were in one accord. Just imagine that. Well, now they are alone. And that was so grateful. In everything they are doing, they were united together. So out of that, we could see how it took them a long time for that to be accomplished in them. But thank God that they knew they were taught and they were working towards that the unity, the love, the peace must be within them. They were working on that. But how that was coming? First, there must be the fear of God. Where God is, there's fear. And where there's fear, you'll be feeling, you know, to do something wrong to your fellow one, to overlook, to, you know, to talk evil, or not to forgive. That fear is gone in us. So that will also have the great control in the life of every Christian. And that, if I don't unite, then you get the conviction, you know, that why should I not be united? Then that spirit in me, which is of rejection, of division, and hatred, I must deal with it. And forgiving. You see, because that kind which is inside is what controlling. And remember, the word is the breath of God. That is profitable for reproving and correcting. So once those are inside, that is where that correction comes in and reprovement comes. You don't wait of anybody, of whatever to tell you, because already it is in. And that who is in us and we know him, the helper forever, the Holy Ghost, will always remind us. So that is where... Now, when the Son of God was speaking this, then he said, do you suppose that I came to give you peace on earth? I tell you not. No, but division. So we ought to know why there's division. Because, simple thing, when one is in the light and one is in the darkness, they are not going to get together. I repeat, when one is in the light and one is in the darkness, they will not go together. What comes in your mind? I don't want to bother you. Remember Cain and Abel. That's the best of all. Remember Job and the wife and the three friends. So I need not to go much on that. Remember those two examples. Because one was in the light, the others were in darkness. So there was division among them. And there was, oh, but why do you love God? Hate God and die. That's how it is. So that is why we have it today. So that is what now Jesus is teaching us, that we need to work with ourselves right and be cautious so that we will be able to overcome darkness in us and will make us continue in the light, and even that will nurture what is called the relationship, which means the unity in the body of Christ, the peace in Christ, so that when something comes, I come back and look unto myself. Okay? Look unto myself. And you know, we learned a very good example. Do you know the best example we learned? Do you remember that? Remember the best example we learned? Let me remind you. Thank you for being ready, for being reminded. God bless you. When the people in Nineveh realized, they did not talk to one another. They just start praying and fasting and confessing and repenting, and the cows and the goats. And when God looked to say, I have forgiven, I have relented. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see,
amen.
So all of them come to themselves. That's the point. All of them come to themselves. Just like the man called Isaiah came to himself and say, I'm a man of unclean lips. So when the body of Christ, all shall come to themselves and look themselves
amen.
In a real mirror of the word of God, in the real mirror
amen.
Of the word of God, things will be easy to move beyond the capacity. Things will be easy to move beyond the capacity. And that is a secret. That's a secret. That's how did I tell you? I told you many times. When somebody do wrong to me, and even as not as forgiven, I will forgive to maintain the peace. You see? And if I've done something wrong to somebody, I will confess. So that I may have peace. And even to tell the person, forgive me. You see? So you come back. Come back to yourself. Come back to yourself. So that is the secret. Then when that is there, people can reach far. And the unity and the peace of Christ among the people and within the person or the family will work right. So that is what, even back, I thought, my people back home there, if there's something, realize, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And no discussion. All this, no. I'm sorry. That's good. You forget it. That's what Christ say. Okay. Christ, I confess. I'm sorry and forgive. That's all. So that is what we learn, and I teach the people of God the same. So we are trusting God by His grace that He may be able to help us. And that's what He said, verse 54. Then He also said to the multitude, wherever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming. So it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather. And there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, of the earth, and the earth. But how is it? You do not discern this time. You can discern on those things, and people can say, there people are good on that. Geographical people, scientists, whoever. But why not you cannot discern all the time like this? What is happening? How it will be. Why don't you discern? So we ought now, for you and me, we ought to discern which time are we in. That's the point. Which generation are we in that can help us to come in a right position? That is the point. We need to learn which generation we are and what is happening. And that can shape them and can humble us to be humble all the time. And I'm just trusting that may God bless you and may God be with you.
Amen.
And may God take care of you at this moment, because you are a worthy children of God and a great children of God, of whom God loves so much beyond the capacity. But let us get this caution. So this last one is about discerning. So let us start seeking God to discern how our mind works, how our motives are, how our attitudes are to this psalm on that, and how our talks are, and how our behavior are, and how our doing are, and how our feelings are. And that will help us, each and everyone. Why not discern this time? Let us discern, and the Lord shall help us. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Thank you so much for this wonderful moment and this wonderful time with these beautiful, wonderful children of God, committed, dedicated. And I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, you shall uplift them. You shall be able to touch them. You shall be able to do a lot of things with them. Because you are worthy, you are loving, you are gracious. I thank you, Jehovah, for your goodness. I thank you for your grace. And I thank you, we were not people, but now we are people. We were once nothing, but we are somebody now. Thank you so much, Son of the Living God. Thank you so much for the care and protection. We magnify, we adore
your teachings because of your love that you have for your people.
May you uphold us, Jehovah. May you guide us, King of Glory. May you lead us, King of Glory. May you be the Lord of the day of our life. That we be careful of this end time. And much more, my Father, my God, the things which are happening today, and the wise, my God, and the Lord, God's praise. Father, help us. Father, guide us. Lead us in this matter that we know. A reality that you should not worry of how to eat and how to put on, because you are the provider in greater and mighty beyond our capacity. I thank you so much, dear Lord, and I pardon you for your name, for you are so faithful. Lord, you are able to break each and every power in our life, in our family, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you so much for that. Uplift and cover your children, and may you take care of them, and may you be there. May you be the Lord. May you be the King. May you be the wonderful Father. We do thank you so much. We do magnify for your name. We do extol and we do praise you. You are a wonderful God. You are a great God. You are a marvelous God. You are a wonderful customer. You are a great God. We thank you so much. We magnify your name. We extol you and praise you. We thank you, King of Glory. And bless your children, and uplift your children, and take care of them abundantly and greatly and mightily for the glory of the kingdom. How good you are, God. How faithful you are, God. Give us discernment. Discernment, and that God, we can be good, wise stewards, good, wise, faithful stewards at this end time of what you have given us and what you have given us. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We bless your name and cover them this night, and may you be there. And may you be there. And may you be there. And give you praise and thank you so much. And may you be there. We adore
show
you
me
and
we
bless you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, wonderful counselor. And we bless your name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And bless your children. And this week, we pray that being each and everyone, and may you cover them. This week, may you be them, and may you cover them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise and honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bless your children. Because of your goodness, because of your kindness. Lord, you are so faithful. Lord, you are gracious. We magnify your name.
You're gracious.
We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I praise you. We give you glory. I honor you. I tell you, my Father. You're worthy to be praised every day.
You're so faithful. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
You're wonderful. You're gracious. Remember your people, Lord.
Yeah, so faithful.
Thank you. We honor you.
We adore you. You are the Holy.
Hallelujah. We love
you.
I speak your holy name.
Bless you, loved us.
I adore you, my Father. I speak your holy name, King of all kings. The Lord of our Lord. I thank you for tonight. Holy, 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 holy.
Holy Spirit, come down.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, come down.
Holy be to you, holy name, all of all worlds.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the God of all gods.
Lord, we adore you. We worship you.
Praise you, your holy name.
You are worthy. You are gracious, God.
You are adorable, my King of all.
You are
my provider.
We know you in time.
I praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
How are you tonight?
You can never be
holy, 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 holy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
King of all kings.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
I adore you, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you.
You are gracious to your people.
We praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, forgive us all our trespasses. I adore you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I thank you tonight. I thank you very much. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.